The Omicron variant is still spreading rapidly across the U.S. Free tests announced by the president today should help track what's happening, but they will not ship until about 7 to 12 days after an order is placed. In the meantime, the Omicron surge is hitting many hospitals hard and stretching some to the edge of their capacity. William Brangham reports on how this is playing out in California right now.
Judy, Los Angeles County is averaging over 40,000 new infections a day. A week ago, it was just 25,000. That tide of infections is sending some people to the hospital. COVID hospitalizations have jumped 179% over the past 2 weeks. Dr. Rajan Garg is the ICU medical director at Methodist Hospital of Southern California. Dr. Garg, thank you so much for being here on the NewsHour. You are certainly dealing at the very front edge of that tide of people coming to the hospital. What is it like right now? What kinds of patients are you seeing?
William, thank you for having me. Yes, we are seeing a significant higher volume of COVID patients presenting with severe disease that are requiring hospitalization. And most of the patients are presenting with either with the severe COVID lung infections or presenting with stroke symptoms, MIs, heart attacks, or symptoms such as blood clotting disorders. So our volume has gone up significantly over the past couple of months. And to give you an example, on December 2021, our COVID inpatient volume was down to zero. And as of this morning, we have 50 plus COVID patients in the hospital. And that includes ICU patients, of course, and it's definitely straining our system to the maximum.
I mean, that surge is just enormous. Do you have a sense of the vaccination status of those patients who end up in the ICU?
Absolutely. Great question. Yes, the vast majority of the patients who are either in the hospital or in the ICU are unvaccinated at this point. And that goes along the line of with the national data. If I remember correctly, I think our patient right now, more than 90% of the patients who are in the hospital right now with COVID are either unvaccinated or are partially vaccinated.
And we know hospitals like employers and workplaces all across the country are suffering because their workers are getting sick and having to stay out and isolate. Are you having a similar issue as well with your own staff?
Absolutely. Majority of our staff that were having the same issue, actually. Approximately 50 plus staff members for our hospital are currently out with the COVID. And I'm just talking about the nursing staff members. And to give you an example, Methodist Hospital has a 40 ICU bed capacity. And right now, currently, our need is for 25 to 30 ICU beds. But we are only staffed for 18 ICU beds at the moment. And as of right now, we have zero ICU beds available. And at any given time, we have 3 to 4 ICU patients who are parked in the emergency room.
Parked in the emergency room, waiting for an ICU bed to open up.
Absolutely. And that's which is stressing, which is straining our already overwhelmed emergency rooms even more.
We hear this occasional statement from the senior most political public health officials in the country that Omicron is relatively mild. It certainly seems that while that might be true, what you're experiencing is anything but that.
So, William, yes, that is true. Omicron, to a certain extent, is milder, but we have to keep in mind that Omicron also has a higher infectivity. So a lot more people are getting infected with the Omicron, which creates a larger volume of patients getting sick with the disease. And even if it's a lower percentage of the patients who are ending up in the hospital, even that creates a higher volume because of the sheer number problem right now. So that's why we are seeing a huge surge, despite the fact that the Omicron is a slightly milder disease compared to the Alpha and Delta disease.
I mean, did you ever imagine that 2 years into this pandemic, we would still be struggling to get our arms around it like we are?
We definitely did not imagine imagine this situation, but virus is mutating and we're still learning, and there with the new variants, there are new challenges every along the way. And I think one of the bigger challenges has been the vaccination rate among the community. And, as an ICU physician, I always tell my colleagues, my family, and my patients that we have to keep in mind that all vaccines protect against, provide a substantial protection against severe disease. And by severe disease, I mean that they are very effective in keeping us out of the hospital and especially the ICU. So I think that that's been the bigger challenge. And so my message to all your viewers as an ICU doctor is to get vaccinated, get boosted, and wear masks while you're in enclosed spaces.
Do you take any comfort in the reports that seem to be coming out of New York and New Jersey and Massachusetts that that incredible peak of Omicron cases might be plateauing and even in some places starting to dip down? Do you think that that is real and might end up in your neighborhood too?
We are hoping that's real, William, and the data is definitely promising if you look at the international data from Europe and from South Africa or even on the East Coast in the United States. The data is promising, but the data can vary from community to community, but we are hoping that the surge starts to die down within the next few weeks because, like I mentioned earlier, because of the staffing shortages, it has been extremely challenging to care for these patients.
All right, Dr. Rajan Garg, the Methodist Hospital of Southern California, thank you so much for being here and best of luck to you out there.
Thank you, William.